everyone, and welcome to another edition of our Uxbridge High School Spartan Podcast. It's Friday the 13th, November the 13th. I'm Uxbridge High School Principal Mike Rubin. Thanks for making us a part of your day at some point, if you're tuned into this. And the last Friday the 13th, we all remember, that was March the 13th, and it was the last day of our school year back in the 2019-20 school year. And boy, a lot has happened since then, hasn't it? And as we now hopefully have bookended the year with another Friday the 13th, hopefully this is the harbinger of better things to come, and we'll see. So you know, our first a couple of announcements. First and foremost, the first is that our grades for the first quarter close in the next week or so, and so we are hoping to really get a sense from the first quarter grades what some of the places are that we could improve. Really appreciate the more than 250 response, or close to 250 responses, that we got to our parent survey last week. We survey our students on a fairly consistent basis, and we got some great information from our staff as well. So we're constantly trying to make some adjustments. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But for parents out there, students who might tune into this, those grades are closing in a few days. So try and wrap up any of that makeup work. Also, in the next few days, we hope to have a decision made on winter sports. So the way the time frame is looking is this coming week, November 16th, 17th, the MIAA Sports Medicine Committees will get the sports recommendations from the winter sports, the ones that are relevant to us. Include really winter track, cheer, and basketball. There's also some information about alpine skiing. We do not right now sponsor gymnastics, and we have a co-op in ice hockey. There have not been sport-specific rules released yet with respect to wrestling, which we've also been able to co-op in the past, but co-ops are a whole other animal, unfortunately, at this point. And if we're able to have a winter season, following the direction of the Sports Medicine Committee, those will go to the board of directors. The MIAA will make some decisions via their board. We'll send those back to the district athletic committees, and then we will have some decisions made on what our winter pod will look like. The reality is none of that is going to happen before the Monday that comes after Thanksgiving, which is the typical start to the winter season. So we are going to have a slight delay. We anticipate, if we have a winter season, that it will be starting mid-December. But again, it is contingent on a lot, and we don't want to speculate at this point. As soon as we have more information what the winter will look like and what it will include, we will pass that information along. In the meantime, we're hoping to open registration for winter sports, anticipating what our teams could potentially be in the next week. But it's a scary time. And, you know, the numbers in Uxbridge this week were frightening. And the uptick nationally, statewide, they're talking about field hospitals again and overcrowding and the need for treatments. And, you know, while the news about the vaccine on a couple of different companies' fronts was you know, certainly hopeful and positive, we're a long way away. And so we are going to continue to reiterate the many things that we've done. And so while our numbers in the community have been frightening, and to a lot of people, nerve-wracking, the good news is that the school has remained very, very safe. We've not had any instances of spread within our building, knock on wood, and we've been able to identify a lot of our challenges almost immediately, thanks to the hard work of our nurses and certainly the vigilance of students and parents. So we really are deeply appreciative of everything that people have done, and we know that it's compromised a lot. One of the things that's going to get compromised in the next couple of weeks includes what I have always said is my favorite day of the year, Thanksgiving. You know, I'm used to having a huge crowd at my house. That's already been redefined, and we're not going to be able to have the same Thanksgiving feast that we usually do. Well, we might have the same feast, just the number of people around the table is going to be different. And for some of my friends who are out there traveling, and for some of our students and families who are typically out there traveling over the Thanksgiving holiday, there are restrictions, and that is unfortunate. And unfortunately, that's just the situation we're in. So we do ask that if you are traveling over the holiday, and if there is any challenges in the weeks after, please reach out to us and make sure that you follow all of the public health guidelines. On another note, and this will be, you know, probably the last time you'll hear of this from me this week or this month, or certainly for the next couple of months. As we look at our feedback, as we look at what people have given us, there are some positives and then some negatives and some challenges. From a positives, and they did outweigh the negatives. I mean, even right down to some of the feedback about the schedule, there's a confidence in what we're doing. There's a confidence in our safety procedures. There's confidence in the work that the teachers are doing. There's confidence in the schoolwork. There's confidence in our ability to adjust the curriculum. There are some challenges, and overwhelmingly, the number one challenge we've identified is that the students from one cohort are not necessarily connected with the other. And that's tough. I mean, we're doing our best to do so virtually, but you know, the relationships that students have had in class, we don't see them the same way. And that stings those of us who have really, you know, built our relationships in classrooms. And I've talked about this with teachers. That is really tough to have a day-to-day where your kids are not always interacting with you in the same way. And, you know, there are other places where that comes across as difficulty with identifying what the assignments are on a given day, what the quantity of it is, when are they due, what sort of questions people have are harder to identify. You know, you can't see kids' faces all in front of you in a given moment. And we know there are a lot of you out there who want kids back in school every day. I want kids back in school every day. Our teachers want kids back in school every day. But we need to be able to do it safely. And right now, that's not what the metrics are telling us. But we will continue to investigate some of those needs and what we can do to get some of our needier students back and kids that are struggling back. We also know that there's some ambiguity about Wednesday. We have reached out to our staff. If your students don't have anything to do on Wednesday, that's probably because they're saying, well, the teacher didn't assign something specific for Wednesday. What our teachers are doing is they are using Wednesday as an opportunity for students to review, to read, to go back through notes, to catch up on assignments, to work on something that was assigned at the beginning of the week that is due at the end of the week. And this is where that quantity piece, where people are saying, oh, well, I've got so much work to do and there's so much assigned, but they're forgetting that it's spaced out over several days. And for every person that's saying it's too much, there are others saying that we could be assigning more. The good news is the hybrid schedule is starting to be more normalized. We are continuing to differentiate based on those needs, and we're going to keep adjusting. But know that there is probably not a one size fits all. The other challenge that we're identifying are students who are not necessarily engaged. And, you know, if a teacher, say in a class where they're going to do something hands-on in the classroom itself, they excuse the students who are at home to work on something. And a lot of them are saying, well, that means I don't have anything to do. And that's just not the case. We really need those students to work on whatever the teacher has assigned, or it becomes homework, or it becomes something that they're held accountable for without a score. So that being said, as we get into the next couple of weeks, we have first quarter, at the end of the first quarter, we'll have parent-teacher conferences in early December. We realize that for every challenge, there's a commendation. And for everything that someone is saying, this isn't going well, there's somebody else saying, yeah, you know what, actually, that wasn't so bad, within the same class. So it is not a perfect square all the time. We will do what we can to support you and your kids. If your students out there tuned in, anything that you feel like you need to make this more manageable that we can do, we will. So that's really what our conversation wanted to be about today. And you know, we continue to monitor public health data. We continue to do everything we can in the building, and we really appreciate everyone's patience through what has been a very, very difficult time. The last thing I just want to add in, just because there have been some questions about it, is how things are working from the teacher's standpoint and within our building. And we do feel like those classes in the afternoon are hasty. We are limited, both in terms of our memorandum with the Teachers Association, as to the number of periods we can have, transitions we can have during a day. It has been very helpful with keeping our building sanitary and limiting spread. So we're pleased about that. And we feel like the class time that is being used in the morning has been apropos. We do think that there are some students who obviously would benefit from being in the building more. And we are looking at some different options with those individual cases, including bringing some students who are in the remote back in if they're able to do so, and some students who are in, perhaps giving them an extra day or so if that's what their needs may be. And we're trying to expand what we're doing. We're trying to articulate that, and I hope we are sharing as transparently as we can everything that we are attempting to do to make this as good a year as possible. With that, I thank everybody for tuning in. And, you know, as we look ahead, keep in mind that this coming year, you know, we've got the Thanksgiving break. We'll be back for a couple weeks. It'll be the holiday break. And before you know it, we'll have turned the corner to 2021. So with that, everybody, thanks for tuning in. It's been great having you on board for this Uxbridge High School Spartan podcast on November 13th. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great night.